Okay, the topic of today is Birchas HaTorah. We had spoken about it last week, just to review very briefly, the Tosis and Akhidah from the base. Shekho Nifto Bi Ahava Rabba. A very strange thing that Ahava Rabba can somehow double as a Birchas HaTorah. And the main topic in the Tosis is, must there be a link between the Birchas HaTorah and the Limud HaTorah? So I want to show, I think, seven different shittos in the Rishonim about this very simple question. Simple question, but not a simple answer. I want to begin with the Rosh. Okay. Rosh can be found in this edition anyway, on page 10. Ham and Bays, and you have a nicer edition. So you can see it better. Okay. The question is, what is the halacha as far as Birchas HaTorah is concerned? So we begin with Rashi. Now Rashi doesn't say anything really in our sugya. We don't know what Rashi holds based on our sugya, but there is a tradition as to what Rashi actually did. Namely, Rashi, we got up early in the morning to learn Torah. When he come to shul later on, he would say Birchas HaTorah again. And the question becomes, why in the world would Rashi do such a thing? Okay? Let's take a look over here. Actually, this is the next page. Page Vav Amud Aleph, line 4. Last word on the line, the first column. Umi shehishkim lelulmol kodom sheyelich lebeis haknesses. Ubirich al HaTorah. Kshikorei parashus karbonos lebeis haknesses. That's when the davening would begin. Ein HaTorah lachzol lebarach. There's no need to repeat yourself because you already did it. Well, why should you do it a second time? It doesn't make any sense why a person would want to do such a thing. What's the rush driving at? Why is he saying all this? Why is he telling us that you don't have to do it again? The answer is he's coming to exclude the opinion of Rashi. Rashi is quoted in amongst them in various Rishonim, the Arzarua, and other sources are saying the practice of Rashi was, in the morning, he would get up early in the morning to learn Torah, and say Birchas HaTorah. And then he would come to shul, and he would once again say the Birchas HaTorah. So the question is, what's Pshat Rashi? So the answer is, Rashi is the simplest, Rashi is always the biggest pashtun. Rashi says, it's like any other mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, very nice. Then you have a hefsek. What would Rashi do? I don't know what he did before davening. Maybe he was just a trip that he took from one place to the other, or maybe he did other things. So it's a brand new mitzvah. A brand new mitzvah requires a brand new bracha. That's the simplest pshat of all. This is a simple pshat. Now, somewhere in the bottom of the Rosh, they quote this Rashi, but not finding it right now. But this is a Shitas Rashi, which you can see in the Oros Arua, that this was his custom. At the first glance, this would make the most sense, given the fact that if you assume that the Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah like any other. Okay. This is Shita number one. We'll call Shitas Rashi. Simple, straightforward Birchas HaMitzvah. Where else do we find the Shita? Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah also holds that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. There we go. Rabbeinu Yonah could be found, again, this is on page 10. Ham and Bays. So in explaining the details towards the bottom of the page of Ham and Bays, Ulafi Amash, so this is Ulafi in big bold letters. Ulafi, can we have a different page number maybe? There he is. Ulafi Mashmo Sat Halacha Nira, Shazay no Amor, Elk Shahishkim Lirkos Kona Shakura Krishma. Avaliacha Shakura Krishma, Ain't Sarach Lavarach. As we just learned, Shekhar Nifter Biyav Rabba. That's the simple pshat, right? Okay. Have a Rishalmi Omer. This is a little review from last week. What did Rishalmi say? The Chi Armin on the Birchas Av Rabba Poter is after Shekhar Shoshana Amiyad Shekhar Krishna Mispal. Avlam Lokar Amiyad Vachakach Bolikros, hours later. Ein Av Rabba Poter. And he quotes, who Shoshana Al Asar, the famous Yerushalmi. V'afilik shekoren shah gadol ha'acha kriyas ava rabba enem avarachim klal. They reject the Yerushalmi. V'chachem elunil shalu ze l'reish yud hei. Who in the world is reish yud hei? I believe reish yud hei was Uri Hazokin. The Rabbein Yitzchok Hazokin, as he was known, Balatosis, the Balatosis. As a matter of fact, some of them in Farshim point out, this is probably a more accurate rendition of Tosis than we have in our Tosis. So let's see it here. It makes more sense. We'll see soon.
He hasn't spelled out.
Oh, look at that. How do you like that? Yeah. I never saw this in my life because it's a brand new edition. Look, thank you very much. Wow. Because otherwise, Reish Yud Hey, what kind of. I never saw this in Shasha Tabas before or since. Reish Yud Hey. Could be anybody. Since Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, who knows what. No, it's Reish Yud Hey. I'm glad they got it right. Good. At least, whatever. I hope it's right. Reish Yud Hey. The cave in Shadavim is Subak the Rishami Mashadain Birchas Rabbi Poteras. That's Yerushalmi. Uve Talmud Shalona near Shepo Teras Kaleo. Ben Sarach Levarach Al Shehishkin Likos Kona Krishma Kirkasvina Liyel. So it's a Bavli against Yerushalmi. Ve'olam Nog in Shalona Levarach. So we follow the Bavli. Yeshlono Talmud in Akshvishi Chaltena. We should give a time based on Yerushalmi, whatever. We should try to find a reason. The time of Minig. What's up, Shad? Shepo Chayom. We say these Barachos Kona Krishma. Uva'osa bracha shababoker poter kolayom. Ah, ashabacha bonash lasted the Torah text together entirely. Kamina bishalmi, fush shana la sar, zebibirkos avarab, shechiyuva in ala krishul vat, shakori miyad in Torah of Varach, yet. Ava fishal birk baboker birkos at Torah, vimnesha miyacha shakor shana miyad kor krishma vispal, gila dat, ashad das came kora, vosa losa korosa, losa si deboy de chovet krishma. Videi chovas akriya shikori achas shah eno niftaba the kevashin kabot takanas chiyuva el al krishma b'vad nevesh mitchila lo karal saladaski of krishma b'vad ben apoteres next page hakriya shikori achakach el shikori miyat. What's he saying? Birchas ava rabba is fundamentally not a birchas mitzvah, not a birchas Torah at all. It's a birchas krishma. You want to transform ava rabba into a birchas Torah? You don't got to do about it. Got to learn something extra. Not that Krishna is also Torah, but that's standard. That's your standard text. You have to learn something extra in order to transform your Birchas HaRav into a Birchas HaTorah. Avo. Birchas HaTorah shetiknu l'chi of Kriyas HaTorah. Poteres kol hayom. Vein tzorach levorach l'chol pam u'pam shekore. Period. This is very important. Notice, nowhere in this version of the Riyaz Zokain did he say the incredible chiddush which is found in our Tosfos. Remember the from last week. Our Tosfos said that you can even make a hapstick between the Birchas HaTorah and the first learning. That's a wild chiddush. The first learning. That was the Riyaz Zokain never said that. That somehow came about some later Gilgul. He says, once you start learning, then you be mafsek. I'll give you an example. Kind of the B'dikas Chametz. So B'dikas Chametz says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't talk, ideally, from the moment you make the bracha of al bir chametz, so you finish the B'dikas. Well, it's very hard to do that. Whatever's in the middle, you start talking. No problem. But what if you start talking right away? I mean, no problem after the fact. When you start talking right away, you say, "Al bir chametz in the four rings." Hello, hello. You gotta make a new bracha because you spoke between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah. It's one of those well-kept secrets about tzkiyah shofar. It says in Shulchan Aruch, tzkiyah shofar, when Rabbi makes the announcement with a big smile on his face, no talking from the first bracha till after you finish all the tzkiyah shofar. And it's true. Ideally, it is that way. What if a person should talk in the middle and they can do bracha? No. After the very first kiyah, right? The first sound, and you talk afterwards. You shouldn't, but it's not so terrible. I mean, we shouldn't tell the balabatim this. We have to keep the shuls quiet. But in Shulchan Aruch, they shouldn't talk till the end. But it does say if you talk in the middle, you wouldn't have to make a bracha again before them. As a matter of fact, the only one who talks is me. I'm the most guilty of all. Why? You know why? You can guess why? What am I? What do I do on Rosh Hashanah my shul? Like most rabbis, come on.
I feel like I should know this.
Sure, you should know it. I'm the Makri. I say the word Tkiah. The only one who speaks in the whole shul between the bracha and the first sound is me. I say Tkiah. And according to many poets, I shouldn't be saying it. Because, you know, the guy, he can figure it out without me, you know? At least the first one. I don't want to go away from Minig Yisrael. If I had my druthers, I would say, then the whole shul would be in a decision uproar. I'm the holy guy. Anyway, so he doesn't say that incredible chiddush that you can even if you talk between the bracha and the first learning, it's no problem. No, once you start learning, so now the question of course becomes a twofold question. Where's the end? Bedikas chametz, you know, when you finish, it's over. Put your 10 crumbs, put it in the bag, it's over, okay? Kiyas sholchi, you finish your 30 kolos, your 100 kolos, 60 or whatever, it's over. When is learning ever over?
3 o'clock.
That's a good answer. Okay. So let's see what it says in the Rabbeinu Yonah. L'chor ha'yah nir l'chalek b'en mi shekriyasa kol hayom o rubo, God learning most of the time, u'b'en mi she'en akor b'kviyas ela b'mikre, what's the shot? The mi shekor b'kviyas dinu she'ipot b'birchas ha'torah shem b'bavok e'rimnei sh'ledaz ken omer osa she'ikra b'kshir t'b'en miyad b'en l'chashah came in Shakabaras al Kapan and the Gross Alishnos Yodeshiku Shiikra. I will order Macher, she ain't your damn Yikra and laugh. The guy said, I'm Oritz, he doesn't learn ever. Ain't a Bavarach, the Kavana Shikra, Akoponic Shabobim, yeah. Akoponic Shabobim Mikra, little man, he never learned a word. He's a Balabas who never learns anything. He doesn't learn, he learns, he says Krishna in the morning, I find a Yid. He goes to work, he's busy at work, doesn't learn a word, a single, not a one word all day. Just for Mikra, he happened to walk in one day and he happens to hear a Shir. That what should follow. So there's another sheet that he says. What really should be the din is sure the Birchas HaTorah covers the entire day. But only for a person who anticipates when he lays the bracha, he's going to learn something. Like I anticipate I'm going to hear more colors in the shofar, I'm going to do more bedikas chametz. But if suddenly out of clear blue sky comes to unanticipated, you make a new bracha. Elo shenogu ha'olam shelo levarech klal afilu b'bom lulma derech mikra. Why? Shem dekeva de mitzvah sakriya kol ayomi oso ha'brocha shebaboker poteres kol masha yikra bayom. Oh, elu div Rabbi Yitzchak Zal. Here it gives it away. Rabbi Yitzchak. In the way, with the hey, Rabbi Yitzchak Zal. Okay, this is the Rebbe Alatosis. We have a much more radical version in a number of points. But this is the core original of the Rishi. The question, of course, becomes, where's the cutoff point? Where's the day begin? Where does the day end? So we know the day begins in the morning, right? When we get up in the morning, we all said Birchas HaTorah this morning. Till when does it cover us? Till 3. Does it cover us till sunset? Does it cover us till the next morning? Where's it cover us till? Where's the end?
After we say that bracha, what's the first learning?
Right away. Birchas Kohen. Immediately. Last, right? Birchas HaTorah also says, Yivarech Hashem Yishvarech. The very first. First, the next word out of your mouth is Yivarech.
That gets us off the hook.
Right, I was just going to say.
That gets us off the hook as far as the problem of being masik.
Right,
100%. But I want to know now, till when does that take us? So let's take a look at the next line. Very, the next paragraph is fascinating. The Omer Rabbeinu Harav, this is Rabbeinu Yonah. Da'kati ika lemeidak da'chazina betzitzis etfilin shem mitzvosn kol ayom. Va'filochi im cholat also v'chaza menichen pa macheres tzarech levarech. Hey, you put on a talis to shachris. Okay, good. Take it off and go to work. And you put on your own talis to mincha, for argument's sake, for whatever reason, you're the Baal Tzuri, you got to make a new brach. The Kabbalah, the other Rabbosah, Shafilu Nafo Me'ala V'lekocho Me'ayavah, it fell down, you put it right back again, still got to make a new brach. Afal Pishon Neskav V'lasir Me'ala. Hachanami, if a pishim, it's a kriya kol ayom, hoyol olomah, shivorech, birchas ha-torah, v'chol pam upar, here are all the tarots, interesting tarots. She'en adom ezel ezeh, v'sha tfilin, k'shachol ton, o atzitzis, k'shamachshiton, me'olav, nigmaro mitzvosom. The unit is the unit of how long you put on the tzitzis tfilin. U'lefichah k'shachol zeh menichan pam acheres, mitzvah acheresi, it's a new mitzvah. V'torach la'achzal levarech. Aval b'kriya, Shekara pamachas adayin lo nigma mitzvasa shehi kol ayom. The mitzvah is to learn all the time. Ulefichak shekorei v'chose l'mitzvasu chose. Ve'etzorach l'amza l'varech. It's a technical teretz. This is not the teretz of the Tosfos we saw last week that he's always thinking about learning. That's what the Rabbi Yonah suggested on top, only for a guy who's a lamb, and he rejects that. Even the guy's not thinking about his learning. And Amoritz Gomu who never learns. Once in the early walks into a shir, so you would still say that he would not make a brach. Why? Because technically speaking, the mitzvahs and all the units are units of days, not units of, you know, moments. I put on a talis, So it lasts me for half an hour, I take it off, I put it on again an hour later, it's a new mitzvah. No, the unit, the time unit is the whole day. That's going to prove it from a fascinating Yerushalmi. Look what he says. This follows. Va'afilu k'shakoy ba'layla. Either he goes to shir at night, is da'afyomi after Mariv. Lo nomar shalayla me'ayom ha'acher hu, as we normally say, va'yer va'yevokem. She'yitztarech lach z'levorech. Sh'afal b'yishu b'shav v'am anu omrim ha'yom ha'lachachar ha'layla, as we don't well know. Kabi ha'kriya ha'layla ha'lachachar ha'yom. Uchadamina b'yishalmi. Listen to this. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Anan, agire di'yamama anan. We are day workers. Yazfinan di'yamama. We borrow by day. Uparina and Belelia, we pay back at night. Koloma. Mishu socher enol is bata mimulachto kolayom. The cave and shekane vanachto mitzvah and likro kolayom. We're supposed to learn Torah all day. Imkane anukum apolin. Shein lonol is bata miakriya. We don't learn by day. We're busy in the farm. Umash anachto is bata mimena bayom. Ukumo halvos. And we're borrowing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu time. Vanachto porim also balayla. Hine shekriya salayla. Hu miayom. Ahu. It sounds like an agarata, but he's using it la halacha. Well, the fiach be bracha shabirich by vocal ipot and bimash shalom and bayom, but also bracha nifter gam kain bimash shalom and balaila. So Rashi and Rebbe Yonah are the same fundamental shita with one major difference. Rashi says that Torah is like tzitzis, like tefillin. You put on your tefillin, take it off, put it on an hour later, make a new bracha. Tzitzis the same. It's Torah the same. So Rashi learned early in the morning. That was that unit. That was when he learned Rashi. Then he went to shul. It's a new unit. It was presumably some kind of half second between. Maybe just to walk to shul. Maybe he was doing other things. Just taking care of his family. Whatever he was doing. So it's a new unit. Requires a new bracha. Same as like anything else. All right? Sukkah. He talks about sukkah the next day. You're in the sukkah. And you go outside to who knows. You come back and eat another meal in the sukkah. You make a new bracha. It's a new unit. So Rashi says Torah is the same. Rabbi Yonah's Bechadish. No. The unit is different. The unit is the entire day, including the next night, based upon this fascinating Yerushalmi that we're all borrowed, we're living on borrowed time. We borrow time of Torah every morning, every day, and we try to pick it up that night. So they're fundamentally the same Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah, with a basic difference though. What is the unit? Is the unit learning? If you close the Gemara, the unit is over. You come back an hour later, you gotta start again. Well, no, the unit is in Talmud Torah the entire day and the following night. But they both agree clearly, Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a birchas hamitz. There's no question about that.
Following that until when?
Oh, until when? That's a very good question. Till exactly when? Till precisely when? So here is the issue. Is it a time consideration or is it a human consideration? Is there a certain moment in time when the bracha lapses? Because now the next day began. Or is what I like to call, is it the waking day? Yeah, people normally sleep at night. Wake up in the morning, that's when you start again. I'm partial to the second interpretation. Although there were those who would say, we mentioned a little bit last week, no, it's a halachic. Alos ha-shachar, boom, a new bracha.
That's the Shavuos morning question.
The Shavuos morning question, exactly. There's some people walk around and they bang the table, it's alos ha-shachar. I also bang to stop eating. Man, there's so much food down there. I go up and I say, you know what, three somethings, I mean, it's very early. At three somethings, alos ha-shachar, no one has to eat afterwards. We spoke about that before. Remember, that was a previous year about eating before davening. I'll go back to that again. But some others will give a bang. And Allah says, Shaka, close your Gemara, make Birkas HaTorah, and start learning again. I never grew up that way, and I don't say that way, and I don't do that way. I will make the Birkas HaTorah again before Shachas. As a matter of fact, I'm the designated Birkas HaTorah sayer, because before I come to my Mishmar, say Shir, I take a little nap. I try. I've been successful so every year. It was like a finish eating 11 o'clock at night, and the mishmar is called for midnight. That's a minute forever. Midnight gives it a little ring, you know, who's going to come at 11? Midnight mass. We call the slichas here midnight mass. When we come, you know, the earliest, the chatzos slichas. Yeah. Anyway, so what I do, I probably eat quickly and get it. Sleep. I learned this amazing thing. If you can get an hour sleep, if you can, from 11 to 12, you can go an awfully long way. I mean, you know, after a while, I don't say shir straight. If I hear shir in between, that's when it gets tough. In the middle of the day, it's a little tough. But I'm up for it. It gives me enough zing, right? So they all know that the rabbi took a nap. I tell them, I'm not embarrassed to say it. I tell them to do the same thing. take a little bit of a nap, and if I make the Brichas HaTorah before davening, but it's already an hour and a half after, or an hour after Alos HaShachar, so what? Because I'm going with the waking day, and the waking day in this case is out of whack. There is no waking day because you're not sleeping a normal night's sleep. So therefore I wanted to suggest it. When does the day begin? Shachos. When someone doesn't have a normal night's sleep, his day begins at Shachos. That's the first thing every good Jew does. So that's why I can postpone a third shot. Not Alos HaShachar. In this case, not the waking day because I don't have a normal night's sleep. So when is good Jew's day begin? When it's about to daven Shachos? I mean, it's every day. We usually before Shachos. Unless you guys get up early to learn. But most of us are getting up just barely for Shachos. So as we make the Birchas HaTorah, so that's what I do.
Is a night potter from a Birchas HaTorah?
No, it's included in the morning.
So according to Rashi, when you wake up at midnight, would you have to make another Birchas?
Absolutely.
Even in the middle of the night?
Absolutely. I take a nap for a day, a half an hour during the day, I'd make a little Birchas according to Rashi. Without a nap, according to Rashi. Even according to Rabbeinu Yonah is a big question. What if I take a nap? Rabbeinu Yonah says, I have in mind to learn, I'm not at Am Haaretz, I learn every once in a while during the day. So therefore, it covers me for the entire day, right? What if I fall asleep? Take a nap. Shabbos. I'm up front. Shabbos, I like to take a nap. And Shabbos is going to be a long, it depends how tired I am. It could be a very long nap. These, you know, these summer months, you know, they moved the clock already. You can take, you know, there were kibbutzes in Kamar Rashad, the good old days of the Kol would say, we are so machmer on Shabbos, now do we wait 6 hours between fleshiks and milks? We sleep 6 hours between fleshiks and milks. So I'd never be able to do that, but the Yekesh Hashir, the 3 hours, we sometimes on occasion been able to manage. You know, so it depends on how little you sleep recently. So I sleep for an hour, 2 hours, maybe even 3 hours, a person can sleep on a Shabbos afternoon. No, you shouldn't make a new bracha. Of course you should, according to Shittas Rashi, for sure. But our meaning is not to. Why? The answer is no. The whole unit is covered. It's covered the entire day. Not that you're thinking about Torah every minute. What if you're sleeping, you're thinking about Torah? We'll see soon in the Lashonos of the Rosh.
So is the basis for the Machlokas...
Which is Mashiach Ben Yoni, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah.
In effect, is the basis arguing... is Rabbeinu Yonah in effect saying that that everything but Lima Torah has a concept of stopping?
Right.
Because it's not really walking out of a sukkah, but benching.
Okay, whatever it may be.
And so on and so forth. But by Torah, he doesn't see any stop.
Right.
Hence, he has to rely on Zman. It's right. Not like Zman Lechatchila.
Okay.
There is an absence of, there is no stopping on it.
That's right.
Causing your safer
that's right. Anything. Correct. But according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, it's clear as day, you may not speak between the first learning. For sure
that's
not
allowed. That's a whole definition. That's right. A definition.
Now, for sure not allowed. Tosis is the one who said, we saw last week, the Tzarfatim, the French, he said, there's nothing. There's a custom, the Tzarfatim, they had this Sukkot Birchas HaTorah. It's not necessary. Tosis says it's absolutely not necessary. Yeah.
If you go to sleep at like 10 o'clock at night, and you meant to go to sleep until the next morning, but you wake up in the middle of the night?
So it depends. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you're now starting your day.
You're not starting your day. 2:42.
2:42 is a big problem. Maybe referring to one of our chevra. He used to claim you can get away with 4 hours sleep at every 24. You just have to plan it properly. 2:42.
Sure.
He would sleep for 2 hours, get up for 4 hours to learn, sleep for two more hours, and he claimed that in those 4 hours was enough for the whole day. I don't believe it, but that's what he said. He's called 2:42. So what about Nafor? Would you make a new bracha Nafor? I would say no. Because in your head, it's 2:42, it's the day will start after the second sleep. That's what I would say.
According to the Rabbeinu Yonah, if a person falls asleep while wearing his tefillin.
Right.
He wakes up and makes another bracha on the tefillin?
I don't think so, because it's not considered Hetz Chadas, because it's still, for example, tzitzis, you got tefillin. You take a nap, I leave my tzitzis on. When I take the tzitzis off, for who knows how long you're going to sleep, you're going to make a new bracha. The Alter Rebbe, the Babacher Rebbe, they asked him, it's in the Sefer, I think. How long is the Hefzik with Tzitzis? Happens a lot. People take off the Talis in Yom Kippur. And they go home and they come back and make a new bracha, not bracha. So the Alter Rebbe says, 2 to 3 hours. So if you ask me, if there's no 3 hour gap, it happens in the camp. So our camp, the Marashah, the Kol break is 3 hours, from 2 to 5, because of the Alter Rebbe. Because the guys that take off the Tzitzis right away after they go to play ball. And they go off a Schwitz, maybe they go swimming and take a shower. Because look, but they have to back, say, at 5 o'clock. So they have to have the tzitzis back on again less than 3 hours after they took them off. So that's the shiur. Friday afternoon, we can get a little bit longer, or MTT, we have a problem. But that's where the zman comes from. So that's why I tell people not to make a new bracha on Yom Kippur when they come back to shul. And this is a 3-hour break. Which is a 3-hour break. It's not almost.
Shul this morning, have the shuls those go for the tefillin on.
Not tefillin, with the tzitzis on, right? Maybe more than half. But we don't make a bracha that kind of case. This is shita tosis. Okay. Now what pshat in tosis? Tosis holds either you don't follow the Yerushalmi, or Abba Rabba is different, as we saw just now in the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Riyas quoted both Tosis and Rabbeinu Yonah. Fine. So let's take a look at the Rush now, because the Rush talks about sleeping. We didn't see sleeping yet. The Rush talks about sleeping. He's concerned with the issue of sleep. What happens if a person goes to sleep? So the Rush begins his discussion here in Siman Yud Gimel. It starts on page 10. Wants to know whether there's a difference between Abba Rabba and Birchas HaTorah. He says, look, people who are normally learning, it's not considered a hefsek. Fine. This is the end. This is where the small little samach is, four lines from the bottom of the second column. V'yein tzarech levarach kol zman shelo yishan. V'lekach misha roga lishan b'yom shinas kev al mitoso have hefsek v'tzarech lachzo levarach. Look at that. He bites the bullet and says, look, this is what should emerge from all these shittas. Right? If it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. So there are four possibilities, gentlemen. Let's go to the four possibilities. One is Rashi, any hefsek, you got to make a new bracha. Second, the other extreme, Rabbeinu Yonah, nope, it covers you for the entire day. Until the next morning, whatever the morning is defined as Alos HaShachar, or when you woke up, or Shachar is in a funny case, but it goes 24, right? 24 hours clock approximately. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Then you have the sheet of the Tzarfatim, the sheet of Tosis. They can never be a hefsek, no matter what you do. Why? We called last week, the latent awareness. A person's always going back to learning. If he's an Amor, it's Gomer. He should be going back to learning. And some suggest even the not learning. It's the practice of Torah. A person has to be a firm Jew. Wherever he is, he has to keep the mitzvahs properly, he has to keep doing business properly. He has to be thinking about, he has to review his Hilchos Gzeil in his mind all the time. And even though there's a big question whether that works, because that's only a Hechsha mitzvah, when you think about Hilchos Gzeil in order to keep not to do Gzeila. Afalpi ken, it may be sufficient to keep it going, and therefore there's never been any hefsek, latent awareness. That's the other extreme. There's never can be a hefsek. And the Rosh says, no, you go to sleep, it's a hefsek. So again, there are two parameters over here. One is the question of the duration. According to Rashi, only till you close the Gemara. According to Rabbeinu, it's mamish the whole 24 hours. And then, assuming that it's going to be within 24 hours, must you learn at all or not? The Tosfos says not, because you're always thinking learning, and if you're not thinking, you're still considered to be thinking. And the question about sleeping, Tosfos doesn't say about sleeping either. And the Rush by Tosfos says, yeah, okay, fine, but sleeping is absent no matter what.
Yeah, but even Tosfos Shita, whatever. Right. The latent awareness concept is belied by the fact that there's a hefsek right away. That's the whole point. Is that's defining it as he's not being aware because he picked up a phone.
You're right. In any event, Rabosai, it's a birchas hamitzvah, so it would appear. Four versions thereof. If you look back at Tostor and on Yudal for days, you get a somewhat different impression from the Rabbeinu Tam. We saw this last week, let's see it again. Tostor over here says like this. It's interesting to see the Lashonis. Rabbeinu Tam says, when a person wakes up early in the morning, Rabbeinu Tam, right above that, right where it says Gilyan HaShas, right there. Right where it says Gilyan HaShas, Rabbeinu Tam is right there. Sh'odam omer mitosa balayla, v'shachas, lilmod, she'en tzorech levarach birchas ha-Torah, v'bnei she'birchas ha-Torah shal esmo shachas poteres ad shachas acheres. Below Tosfos is like below Nehira. What does Rabbeinu Tam seem to be saying? If you follow everything we said until now, guy got an 8-hour, he got 6 hours of sleep, it's full night sleep, and he wakes up before Alos HaShachar. So shouldn't he really be making a new Brichas HaTorah? Quote the Rashi for sure, I mean, the Yonah probably also for sure. It's a new waking day, right? Everyone should say. So I want to say Chiddush, that Rabbi Natan holds that Brichas HaTorah is a Brichas HaShachar. It's a Brichas HaShachar. And although one may make, I'm thinking Chiddush, one may make Brichas HaShachar before Alos HaShachar. Some of us may get up early in the morning before we still go through the whole Siddur, till Lama Yisrael. That's what I do wake up right before Alos HaShachar. Happens once in a while. Depends how long. Afal Piken, you're not chayav to make Birchas HaShachar until Alos HaShachar. So Rabbi Natan considers, in my view, Birchas HaTorah to be a Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar, it's part of Birchas HaShachar. And we could refute it and say, no, it's really a Birchas HaMitzvah, but the definition of the day is from Alos HaShachar until Alos HaShachar, along with Rabbi Yonah. But I don't think so. I thought it was really an Alos HaShachar. According to, if a person takes a nap early in the evening, what's the halacha? Okay, it's all the time. Take a nap, go home, you want to take a nap, and you get up to go down to Marav, go down to Yomi, whatever. What's the din in that kind of a situation? According to Rabbi Natan, no bracha. According to Tosis, no bracha. According to Rabbi Yonah, no bracha. We've had three opinions because there's no bracha. So I'm against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you should make a bracha in that kind of a case. In my view, Savik bracha Slachal should not make a bracha in that case. That's what I do in every Shavuot. I think it happened. I don't make a bracha right then. I wait till the next morning. So I'm going against the Mishnah Berurah. I found later one of the reasons for him also said, like me, against the Mishnah Berurah, that in that kind of case, you do not make a bracha in Savik bracha Slachal.
Who does Mishnah Berurah cite?
He says it. You can look it up. I don't have it in front of me. It's Simon Mem Zion Simkot and Chav Ches. Maybe someone will be in Mishnah Berurah next week. Someone maybe can think of Mishnah Berurah somewhere.
Yeah,
have it?
Okay. We're good. Yeah, we do actually. We govern the admissions and enrollment by the
Mishnah Berurah. It's wonderful.
Why is there.
I was told, speaking of Mishnah Berurah, that the team that won the Sarachek is the only team that every single player wore a yarmulke. Kach Makublan. That's what I was told.
It's correct.
Including the girls.
I thought that was fascinating. Every guy wore a yarmulke, and they won. And they won with this. They won with this, and I was told. Not that they're a chatev. And that's what I was told. Down 8 with 1 minute to go, that's not normal.
They also won the wrestling tournament.
Right, all they wore yarmulkes.
Yeah.
And I was told that the coach was a mensch, and that every single one of these guys came to Minyan. I mean, people tell me, I don't want to get into over-exaggerations, but that's what they were telling me. So Baruch Hashem. Chicago, talk about the Shvach of Chicago.
I was there rooting for the team.
Exactly, the hometown.
Ruben Brand will have an easier time this summer.
Okay. Anyway, wasn't that called Crown? I had a crown?
I had a crown.
Crown. What the Yabba? The Yabba is our crown. Right? So there's what to be said. What's in the name?
The grandfather was the.
Toby Shapiro. The Nissim I heard about, the last name was no Nissim, that was Derech HaTeva. And I figured out what happened. I was walking to catch my van to Stern, which I go around 3:30. I teach on Mondays. And Mr. Shapiro, I met me at an occasion the night before, told me this ploy with Friday's ploy and Sunday's ploy. And then he told me, now they're going to play against Hank in the finals. And I was watching the children from Hank all walking in front of him on the Amsterdam, all walking back to their buses. And just by one look at them, I said to them, there was not too much enthusiasm.
I believe my crown is still there.
So I figure out a way that what had happened. But I see time flies again to these circuits. Let me just read you this, Mr. Brewer. We'll stop and we'll have to continue this next week. I thought we're going to finish. Next we'll do other things, but we'll at least have a little bit of continuation. The Mr. Brewer is in Mem Zayin, Sivkot and Chav Ches. Here it says, So I understood it to mean his night sleep. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no. What's a lot of Shinas Keva? Avam Yoshin Shinas Keva al Mitasov. Afilu Betchilas Alayla. Choshev Hefsek. That means even if you just take a nap, a shinas, an hour nap at the beginning of the night, it's still considered a hefsek, and you have to make a new bracha. Everyone agrees that even those who say that you sleep by day, you do not make a new bracha. That's what the Mechaber passes. Shinas keva bayom amitaso havi hefsek. That's the rush. V'yesh omrim de lo havi hefsek. V'cheinagu. We take a nap by Shabbos by day, we don't make a new bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says by night is different. An hour nap early in the night is not the same as an hour nap Shabbos afternoon. Who said so? What's the source? So there is a Shara Tzion. Who said so? Chav Gimel. Kein Muchach Milvush. Okay, I don't have the Levush in front of me, but I assume the officer does not have a Levush. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure the base manager has a Levush. I have a Levush. Someone bought me a Levush. They put out a beautiful new set of Levush. It's beautiful. A Levush. You don't know what a Levush is. Who, I never owned a Levush in my life. Until a couple years ago, my Baal HaBatim said, the new second man, I'm going to buy a Levush. What is a Levush? Bechlau. So I'll just end with this biographical information. Who's a Levush? Rav Mord Chayafa. He's always quoted in the Divrei Chamudos in the Banan as Rami. Ramo is Rav Moshe Yisrael's, and Rami is Rav Mord Chayafa. Rav Mord Chayafa's name is Mordechai. So he made all of his throne the name after his name. Mordechai Yotzev, which is still other. Mordechai Yotzev Lefnei HaVelech, who's a Balkaria, Velevush Malchus, and then who knows what the other, who can finish the Pasuk? Chelitz Bechor, Vateres Zohar Gedola, Vesachrich Butz Vagomon, Vayushush and Shalom Vesamecha. So his global name is Levush, but everyone has a different name. Our Chaim is Chelitz Bechor, which it's not called that, you don't find that. But you'll often find in your Yoredeya the Ayin Tes Zayin, Ateres of. That's the Levush. Then there's Tachrich Butz, which you also don't find. But Ayin Shin is every shot, the smile is called, it's the Ir Shushan. That's also the Levush, but Ir Shushan. So two of them are often quoted in the Yoredeya and in the Choshev, which are respected by those particular names, the Ateres of and the Ir Shushan. It's all part of the Levush. Because he had all his names, you know, it was based on the name of Mordechai Yaffa. So, but then I have an assignment. Go to look up. If I should make a note, I should. Someone should remind me. I can go all week and forget it. To look up this Levush and see what it says. And then the next time I'm going to show you, I think the Rambam holds that way. We have a Rambam, I assume, in this office. Do we?
Upstairs.
No? Okay, so maybe we'll bring a Rambam next time. And I have a tremendous Chiddush in Chiddush Rambam. A Rash, but we have in the back. I don't have to bring it. And we'll try to do that in Pichas HaTorah. And then after we finish it, if we finish it in time, we'll proceed to the other Inyan. We have two more Wednesdays, right? Because and then it's Chol HaMoed where we don't meet. You're only going to miss one week because of the way the work comes out. Wednesday after Pesach, I should be back. It's okay, so lean down. Okay.